Scripture reading this morning is Psalms chapter 95, verses 1 through 7. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with the songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. In his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. O that today you would hearken to his voice. This ends the scripture reading.
Our time here. I want to tell you a story about my nephew. I've got a really, really cool nephew. His name's Jacob, and his birthday just happened. And I want to tell you about his birthday a few years ago, though. And he did this really kind of incredible thing. And we thought my sister and brother-in-law set him up to do this. But they claim to have absolutely no responsibility, which is pretty incredible because if my kid ever did this, I would so take credit. And here's what happened is he was 4, maybe 5 years old, and he gets gifts for his birthday. I mean, some kids get gifts. This kid gets showered on. And as a 4 or 5 year old, you can imagine his mentality. You know, the typical 4 or 5 year old would be, hey, gift, cool, let me rip into that one. Okay, next one, let me rip into that, and just keep this process going as fast as possible and see what's in the next gift. And that's sort of what we expected, and we sort of expected to have to say the, okay, well, you know, Jacob, you need to say thank you, and you need to show some appreciation. That's totally not what happened. He daintily opens his first gift, and whatever a 4 or 5 year old wants, I don't know. But he knew, and his exact words, this is a direct quote, he said, oh, how gracious. And the entire room just kind of stops and looks at him and said, who are you? You're acting like a small adult. And so that was pretty funny. We got a chuckle out of that and said, okay, well, the kid knows how to say thank you and probably better than most adults. And then the next thing, he goes on to the next gift. And we thought that was just kind of a one-off thing. No. He follows it up with this. He's got his next gift opened, and he looks at the person who gave it to him and said, we're going to pretend it's Andrea. And it's just what I wanted. Just this I know. It was pretty incredible. I was impressed with him. I think it's the Van Dott family genes, something like that. But it was really, really incredible, the amount of thanks that he would show. Now, he kept on going back and forth between those two lines, and 10 gifts later, it got a little old. But, you know, for a 5-year-old, that was pretty impressive. And, you know, he was laying it on thick for something, I don't know. Maybe he was in trouble and just needed to get it out. But it was a really great thing. And today, we, of course, are talking about an attitude of thanksgiving, our heart of gratitude. And this is, of course, we do this in relationship to the national holiday, but as Christians, as followers of God, we believe that every good thing that is in our life is a gift from God. We believe that every single thing that is going right in our life is something that God has done, and We should be perpetually thankful. We should be always grateful. In each one of our prayers, we should have a moment of just saying, God, wow, it's just what I wanted. Or it's just what I needed. Wow, that's so gracious. I mean, we talk about God being gracious, but have we really thanked God for being so gracious? So we're going to get into that a little bit. Of course, we're thankful for the things that we have, right? You can't be thankful for something that doesn't exist in your life. We're thankful for the ways that God has blessed us. And today, if you hear nothing else that I say today, I want to challenge you in this. At least this week, if not every week, set some time aside. Take an empty piece of paper and a pen and make a list. Write it out. Start going with just free thought. What are the things that I'm thankful for? What are the ways that God has blessed me? I want to challenge you in this week. I think so often when we pray, when we talk about prayer requests, we go to the negative, right? When we talk about prayer requests, we go to the negative. And today, I just want to challenge you to take some time to just pray prayers of thanksgiving. To just pray for the things that are going amazingly well in your life, in your family, in your church, in your community, in your state, in the world. What's going well? What's going well at work or at school? What's going well? How has God blessed you? Where do you see the fingerprints of God in your life? Take some time this week and write it out. Just as a prayer, write out all the different ways that God has blessed you. Now, some of those things are going to be big, right? Some of those things are huge. One of your friends received healing from a disease that you didn't know which way that one was going to go. Or maybe there was a financial windfall in your life, and wow! Or maybe the fact that you have a job. You know, that's a pretty big deal. Some of you, a lot of times we hear prayers of thanksgiving for children and grandchildren. They're a big deal, and they know it too, right? I mean, they use that. But these are a big deal. These people. Give prayers for the big things, for the things that you really, really value. Make sure that's a part of your list. But also for the little things. Also for the little things. When was the last time you gave thanks to God for shoelaces? When was the last time that you gave thanks to God that you didn't have to go through 5 pens to find one that actually had ink to write in? When was the last time that you gave thanks for something really small? For something that you take for granted? Well, let's back that up. Let's change that question a little bit. What are the things that you take for granted? What are the ways that God is moving in your life that are small? And this is my challenge to you. And this really is a challenge. This really is a challenge because if I say, what are the things that you take for granted, by definition, those are things that you don't think of very often, right? Those are things that are just so minute that they escape your notice, because most of the time, most of us are so concerned with the big things in our life that those little things escape our notice until we don't have them, right? I had a wicked cold last week, right? And I'm feeling mostly better right now, but my health is something that I take for granted until I don't have it. Do you know where I'm coming with this? Where if I can get up and feel fairly normal and go about my business and do the things that I normally do, I don't really think about the fact that I don't have a broken leg. I don't think about the fact that I'm not short of breath. I don't think about the fact that I'm not flat on my back in bed and can't get out. But we've all been there, or at least in one of those places. I've never actually broken a leg, but I take it for granted. Okay, thank you. I'll put that on my list of things not to do. It's an extensive list. It might already be on there somewhere. But where do we take God for granted? When was the last time you gave thanks to God for the tilt of the earth? That is exactly right to support life on this planet. When was the last time you gave thanks for, well, I guess that's actually falls into the large things category, doesn't it? But still things that we take for granted, right? Watch the news. Watch the news. When was the last time, even though I'm a firm believer that the news follows the philosophy, if it bleeds, it leads, right? But even when you're watching some tragedy, and we've had enough of those this week, even as you're watching some tragedy, have you given thanks for the people that help? Have you given thanks for the people that are going to stand up and say, this is not going to get any worse because I'm here? Have you given thanks for them? And for those people that are actually in our community? Give thanks for things large and small. And look around. You know, I was singing this morning with you and looking at my hymnal and looking up at the screen and said, when was the last time I was thankful that somebody taught me to read? When was the last time I was thankful for that? And you can essentially look at almost anything in your life and find something to be thankful for. But so often we glaze over it. And like the children that we are, sometimes we just ask for more without recognizing what it is, exactly how much we've been blessed. Make that list and fill the page. Fill at least one page. Keep going as long as you can. We are a people of thanksgiving. And we're called to do that every single day of our lives. Every single moment, we're being blessed in some way, shape, or form. And part of our thanksgiving is worship. And recognizing that if you're going to be thankful, that there's a couple components to that. So there's the thing that you're thankful for, right? But then there is the person that you are being thankful to. Make sense? And so when we're talking about as Christians, as followers of God, being thankful, we are recognizing that God is the giver of our blessings. And we're going to sing a song here in a moment, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, in which we're going to recognize that God is the giver of our blessings. And I think that's on page 400. But I'm going to play it in a way that's just a little bit different than it's in the hymnal. And so if you want to stand as you're able, we're going to sing this. And I am going to need your help a little bit. Stand as you're able. That's it. And I'm really going to need your help on verse 2 because I don't have that in my music. So sing out as loud as you can.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune thy heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither to the help I come. I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind thy wandering hearts to me. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to need the God I love. Use my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
That was kind of fun. Maybe see.